Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter in the Sechtes Ahalas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Bayis HaMashamash is a Kaisel. In other words, like we mentioned beforehand, we had a Kaisel HaMashamash as a Bayis, and that was a wall that was built as part of the plan of building a house. Here it's different. It's Bayis HaMashamash as a Kaisel. I'm in a cave, and they used to bury people in caves. They would dig out part of the cave. So let's say he digs out into the ground, into the cave. Then he digs another hole, a little bit further. In between the two holes, suddenly you have a wall. Didn't start out to build a wall, but there it is. So really, there's no bias here. But this is what we mean. As opposed to what we learned earlier. A kaisel that was built for a house. Here we have kvarim that were dug. And automatically, by default, you have a wall. Problem is, I found a kazayas basar min hames inside this wall. This wall that happened on its own. Zakta Mishnah Yidain. This wall, the way we rule on this wall, the way we paskin on this wall, is that it's a separate entity. It won't affect the two holes, even if it is so thin, keklipas hashom, even if in between this tuma and the hole, you have a tiny, tiny layer, mamish keklipas hashom, like the peel of a garlic. Doesn't get much thinner. But that's enough to stop the spread of tuma. Ketzad. Kaisel shebein shnei chuchin. What's a chuch? So like we explained, the times of the Mishnah, they would dig these like shelves in the caves. And that's where they put the mess. That's called a chuch. Oy bein shtei ma'ores, or like a caver, larger area, but it was built for a caver, dug out from the stone in a cave. But again, you dug it here and you dug it there. In the middle, you suddenly had a wall. And tuma babatim, there is a tuma in either the chuch or the cave. The kelim b'kaisel, and there are kelim laying in the wall, that is in between them. The alein keklipas hashom, and these kelim in the wall are covered by a thin layer, as thin as a garlic peel. Doesn't make a difference to hide in. So again, where's the tumah? The tumah is in this like koch or in the ma'ira. And there's a keli in the wall. The keli stays tahar. Now, we learned earlier, if you have a keli in the wall between two houses, or between two rooms in a house, that over there it's considered mamish like it's in the house, or the house that's closer to it. That's what we learned Mishnah Dalet. But that's because the wall was built for a wall. So what's in the wall is considered much more part of the house. But because this wall, as we explained, came by default, it's considered a separate entity. But it has to be totally in the wall. Yeah, it could be a very thin covering, keklipas hashom. But if it were to stick out of the wall, the keli that is, then it's like in the oil mes and it would become tummy. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, same as through the other way around. If the tumma is bakaisel in this wall between the two kuchim, or the two ma'arais, the kelim babatim, and you have kalim in what we call here the bayis, which is actually the place where the mace is buried. V'yaleh keklipas hashom. And the keli is covered keklipas hashom. Even though it's so thin, but tahirin does the trick. So again, the part of the mace is in the wall that separates the ma'ores and the kuchen. The kalim are in the ma'ores and the kuchen. The kelim stay tar. I don't say the tumah is in the cave or in the koch. That's not the case when it comes to tumah in a wall between two houses that we learned earlier in Mishnah Dalet. Because over there the wall was built for the house, so male is considered much more part of the house. Here the wall happened on its own, considered more a separate entity. But again, it has to be just like we said before, that the keli can't protrude out of the wall. The piece of the mess cannot protrude out of the wall. It has to be totally covered, even though it's a very, very thin covering. Vayter says the mission. Let's say there's a pillar in the koch or the mar. V'tumah tachas ha'amid, and there's tumah underneath it. There's a chaticha from the maiz buried underneath it. And there's no opening of a tefach over there, a square tefach. So tumah that's locked in, and it doesn't have a halal tefach, that's called tumah ritzutza, and it goes straight up. So it would be metama, whatever is on top of this pillar, what's directly on top. And it would also go down, and it's metama, whatever is directly underneath it. But it doesn't go off to the sides. Now this din would also be when this pillar was in a house. Here it wouldn't be a difference between a house or this wall that happened on its own. And that's what the Mishnah means. If you have this amud in the koch or the mara, and there's tumma tachas amud underneath this pillar, tumma bekasva oila bekasva yiredes, being that you don't have a halal tefach, the tumma goes straight up or goes straight down, it will be metame anything in its way, but not off to the sides. Now what is the din? If you did have a halal tefach or more, then the tumma would spread to the sides as well. It would be metame anything in the mara, or in the case of a house, whatever was in the house, it would have a din of a kever sasim, like we learned earlier in Mishnah Hay. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah Vav, if we have a bias, hamishamish esekaisel, which means that we didn't really intend to build a wall here for this house, just that we dug out two places in the cave, and by default you have a wall in between. So we have a din of garlic peels. In other words, unlike a kaisel hamishamish esebias, where the wall was made for the house. We're going to look to see on which half of the inside of the wall the tumor or the keli is. Here we're saying as long as it's covered, even though it's as thin as a garlic peel, it's fine. Whether the tumah is inside the wall covered by the klipas hashem, or the tumah is in the hole and the keli is inside covered by a klipas hashem, in both cases, it's going to be tar. If you have a pillar, and then we learn like this, if you have an amud, that's like a pillar, and over here there's no difference whether it's in a cave or it's in the house. And there's the tumah underneath it, the tumah keeps going down or will go straight up. That's if it doesn't have a tefach by a tefach. But only what's straight down and straight up will become tumah in the path of the tumah. If you do have a tefach by a tefach, and has a din of a kever sasim, like a kever on its own, and it's metama anything that's around it, so the whole bias, what we call a bias, which means the place where the mess is buried, the hole is going to become tumah because it's like an oil over this kever. And over here, you would have the same din in a house. There's no difference in the cave and a house.